Thursday, July 11th, 2008. Clash of views on Ma. I read with interest one of your editorials published this week. Is Ma the Manchurian candidate? July 8th, page 8. I am concerned that the rather ambiguous wording of your piece may have made it look like it is my personal opinion that President Ma Ying-jeou has finally adopted Beijing's views and will do what it wants him to do, that he has become, as your paper put it, Beijing's man in Taipei who will open the gates of the castle and bring about the dream of annexation. I would like to clarify that this is not my view. I believe that Ma does have a rational strategy that puts Taiwan first. The Ma administration came into office on a platform of making improvements in cross-strait relations, one of its top priorities, but also promised to strengthen Taiwan's bilateral relations with other states, to campaign for membership in international organizations, and to harden Taiwan's defense capabilities. I am disappointed, however, that putting cross-strait relations before foreign and defense policy has allowed the People's Republic of China, PRC, to interpret Ma's acceptance of the so-called 1992 consensus as meaning that Taiwan is part of the PRC and that his victory merely represents a defeat of the forces of Taiwanese independence. Before the presidential election, there were indications that the PRC was prepared to make some concessions to Taiwan and even begin what could have been an exciting rethinking of its views on sovereignty and national identity and giving Taiwan more international space. Instead, we see a continuing lack of flexibility over key issues such as Taiwan's membership in the WHO, while the modernization of the People's Liberation Army's missile forces opposite Taiwan is worrying. In this context, the beginning of direct air links is only a modest achievement. It is still early for the new administration, however, and foreign and defense policy might well unfold in ways that can balance the pressure from the PRC. While I would certainly not label Ma the Manchurian candidate, there will always be a need for Taiwan to balance cross-strait policy with a clear message to the PRC and the international community about what the people of Taiwan want in terms of its international status. I am sure that this will emerge in time. Christopher Hughes, London School of Economics. Editor's note: Dr. Hughes' comments were sourced from a piece by Tania Brunningham in the Guardian newspaper, carried by the Taipei Times as "Welcome and Please Don't Spit," July 6, page 2, in which Hughes is quoted as saying, "There, Chinese officials and academics' way of thinking was Taiwan's come to our way of thinking, Ma's going to do what we want him to. The question is, what is Taiwan getting out of this?" It was not the Taipei Times' intention to attribute those views to Dr. Hughes. I have followed the human rights and the political situation in China since Mao Zedong died in 1976. I have visited China on three occasions and Taiwan 6 times. I have had 2 private audiences with His Holiness the Dalai Lama and spent many hours with Chinese dissidents Wei Jingsheng and Fang Lizhi, Falun Gong World spokesman Zhang Erping is a good friend of mine. I have talked in person with former President Li Denghui as well as former Democratic Progressive Party Chairman Lin Yixiong. There is no doubt that the dictatorship of the Chinese Communist Party under former Chinese President Jiang Zemin and President Hu Jintao is one of the most brutal and cruel in the world today. It harasses, imprisons, and tortures and kills its own people. It is systematically destroying the culture and religion in Tibet. A bamboo gulag of political prisoners stretches across the vast reaches of China. Organ harvesting from living Falun Gong prisoners were widespread until exposed by Canadian investigators. It should therefore be no surprise that Beijing lies, cheats, spies, and steals. Meanwhile, Taiwan's vibrant, transparent, and successful democracy continues to be a major and festering thorn in Beijing's side. I am sure I am not the only one to have noticed that since the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT government, was installed in May, cross-strait tensions have thawed faster than a polar ice cap. Bilateral offices are being moored, face-to-face meetings scheduled, direct flights launched, and business opportunities expanded. Like a wily fisherman using Lianzhan as bait, Beijing has hooked President Ma Ying-jeou, or rather, as Beijing would have it, Taipei's Mr. Ma, long before the election. Now they are just playing with him. When the time is right, Beijing will reel him in and issue an ultimatum that will significantly compromise Taiwan's sovereignty and dignity. If Ma gives in, Taiwanese will rise up in outrage. If he balks, they will see that he was taken for a fool. The level of espionage will also likely increase along with the flood of new visitors from China. China does not need missiles or military force to assimilate Taiwan. All it needs is to make Taiwan Chinese Taipei in the KMT lexicon, a dependent economic colony, and threaten a fatal economic earthquake by abruptly severing all business ties. If this occurred, Taiwan would fall to its knees before its master. Former President Chen Shui-bian understood all this and acted accordingly. The good people of Taiwan will need to remain alert, hypervigilant, and outspoken in the months and years ahead. William Cox, Nome, Alaska.